Welcome to Real Life with Jenny. My name's Jenny Senapadaratna. Grab your favorite drink, get a snack, and we'll get started. Today I have apricot black tea, which is actually good enough to not have half and half in it, but we have it anyway. And I have a piece of string cheese. So let's get real. I finally finished another thing on my bucket list. How exciting. I know you're like, oh, Jenny, that's not that exciting. For me, it is. I really enjoy having a list of things I never think I'm going to accomplish and then eventually checking them off one by one because I'm trying to step into bravery. But this one didn't take bravery. This one took just a lot of work. So we have officially visited 50 states. Woohoo! Kevin and I have been to all 50 states. Sam's at 41, but she's 17 and young, so she's got lots of time. I'm only 47. I'm young too. It's okay. Anyway, so we have visited all 50 states. And the last state on our list was Hawaii. Now, there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, it is really expensive. Like, if you've ever looked at Hawaii and start looking at anything, it is extremely expensive. And Kevin and I are frugal. Okay. I'm very frugal. Kevin's very frugal. Like, I kind of go to an extreme. I know that. And I get frustrated when I have to spend money. That's another podcast. But Hawaii was something I was really not looking forward to. I have to be completely honest with you. I was like, what's all the hype about, right? Like, it's a tropical island. I've been to that in Sri Lanka. Like, Sri Lanka's gorgeous. One of the most beautiful places that I've ever been to. So, like, what could be better here, right? And it's expensive. So I'm just not looking forward to Hawaii before we were going. I really am not, was not. We had a song that got me through some rough, rough years. And it's a country song. So those that do not listen to country, I'm very sorry. But it is the Heads Carolina, Tails California song. And I actually had a quarter on my desk for bad days that I would sometimes even take off and flip. Like, dude, we're going heads or tails. Where are we going? We're going somewhere other than here. And I really love the idea of living by mountains or living by the ocean. Like, one of those two would be a dream come true. Minnesota has neither of those things, so I'm not real sure what's going on with my dream there, but that's okay. It's where God's called us for now. But my dream has always been to be by the ocean or be by the mountains. And we got to Hawaii, and I have to tell you, when I got out of the airport, I started crying because I was like, it is gorgeous here. Because you look and there's mountains and there's ocean all in the same view. It is crazy. I'm like, this is like God made this place just for me, is what I felt like. And I think he did. But I was so nervous because I knew that we needed to go and Sam needed to do her homework while we were there. Not because I'm super strict, but because she's in college and they don't care that your family is on a trip for ministry or for vacation. They don't care. Your homework still needs to be done. So she needed to do homework while we were there. And she actually ended up doing 3 solid days. And then on the way there and on the way back, she had to do homework in the airplane, which is such a bummer and really hard to do. But she did it, and I'm very proud of her. But we went there and knew that we would be working. It was one of those times that we have taken 2 vacations without working on those vacations. One was to Italy for our 20th anniversary, and one was to England as a family. And we went for spring break 1 year. And those are the only 2 times we've ever taken a trip outside of the U.S. or even really inside the U.S. that has not been work-related in some way. That's just kind of how we do things because I'm frugal and it works that way. So we're in Hawaii and there's a lot of downtime. There was a lot of quiet time. We got to stay with a lovely couple, which we never do. We never stay with people. But it just happened that God put us together and they were so gracious and kind and made us feel at home. I did not think I'd be comfortable. I was like, you know, I don't like to stay at my mom's house. Like, I love my mom, but I like to be home. And so I was really nervous and they were just so gracious and loving. and it just felt like home. It was so wonderful. But there were many days because Sam had homework. We had to sit in the in their house and wait for her to do her homework before we could go do anything that day. So it'd be 3-4 o'clock before we even got to leave the home. But the nice thing was, is they had a beach about 2 blocks away. I don't know. That's in Minnesota terms, Hawaii terms. I think it was you threw a stone and it was there, you know. But they had this beautiful beach with the ocean, and it was called Castle Beach. And so we would go there in the mornings and take a walk as kind of a nice way to start our day. And so Kevin would walk the entire beach because that's who Kevin is. He's, you know, he loves walking. I do too, but I also like sitting. So we would walk half the beach one way. We'd come back to this beautiful driftwood log, and I'd sit on the driftwood log and listen to my devotions or do my devotions, and he'd go down the other part of the I don't know what it is called, a beach. I'm like, is it a coast? Is it a beach? It's kind of both. Anyway, down the beach, and then he'd come back and we'd go. And so Sam joined us a couple times when she could and she wasn't feeling overwhelmed with what she was doing. Just as kind of a nice, peaceful morning, we'd go back and then we'd have breakfast. So there's this one morning that it was super windy. In fact, I think Sam stayed back because she had some kind of a thing that was due within the time frame, so she needed to stay back. And Kevin and I were walking, and it was really windy. And so the waves were a little bit higher than they had been before. And what I loved about this is where the water was, the ground was really firm. So you know how you walk in sand and it's a little difficult because it's really sandy and soft? This was really firm. So I was down more by the waves, but the waves were very violent that day. They just were. I was wet. Let's just be real. And I didn't mind. I was like, I don't mind getting wet. This is the ocean. We're in Hawaii. We're in paradise. 100%. So we take our walk down, and we had a little, we touched the rock. I took a moment to just look out and look at the ocean and just kind of soak it all in. And as I did this on this day, I turned around and the beach is completely clean. Now, it was a very quiet beach. There were very few people. There were some people with their dogs walking. But what I mean by clean is I look back at the sand and there's not a footprint. There's nothing. The waves have completely washed all of our footprints away. All of the people before, all the people that we passed, everything, it was completely clean. It had just been wiped clean by the waves coming all the way to the top. And it just struck me as something that was so visual in what I'm walking through right now. As you know, I'm walking through rewriting my life, and I'm walking through that with God. And I'm learning a lot. I really am. It's been not as easy as I thought it would be. I thought it would be kind of fun and adventurous. There's a lot of soul searching that's happening here. But I stood there and I took a moment looking out at the ocean, looking at the sand, and I saw that there were no footprints. And I really felt like it was a reminder that God can wash away your pain. God can wash away your past. God can wash away your fears. And sometimes you get to have a fresh start. And it was just one of those moments that I was like, I am really done with allowing my past, my failures, my things that I feel like I didn't do quite right, the things that let me down, the people that let me down, past financial struggles, past everything. I want to leave that where it belongs in the past. And I want to make a fresh start and make a new footprint in that sand. And that was what it was a reminder of. I will wash it away for you, Jenny. I will come in and make things clean. You know, God died on the cross for us. And I think that's so important that we sometimes forget that He died on the cross to forgive us. And we don't forgive ourselves. And we don't forgive others. And it is very interesting that we hold on to things that God has already forgotten and forgiven, and we're still holding them. And God just reminded me by the waves washing away our footprints that we need to do that too. I need to allow this year to be rewritten. And I don't think it's just a one-year thing. In fact, when we were there, our hosts asked if we had ever had bread pudding. And you're like, what does this have to do with anything? Hold on, just wait. Asked if we had bread pudding. And I was like, yes, I did. I was really little. I can tell you what restaurant I went to. I can tell you who I was sitting by. And they just looked at me like I was crazy. But I have food memories. Like, I remember food from when I was very young. I remember sitting at my grandparents' table at a very young age and sitting by the pickles. And I hate pickles to this day still. But I'm not rewriting that. I'm sorry. Unless the Lord asks me. But I remember that moment when I had bread pudding. And it wasn't a great moment. It was not something I enjoyed. And I was sitting there and we went out for bread pudding. And I'm telling you, like, it was delicious. I was like, who knew this was so good? I have spent how many years avoiding this dessert of yumminess? And we had ice cream and it had caramel on it. I'm telling you, it was divine. First of all, that's rewritten. I love bread pudding and I didn't know it. Maybe not at a buffet, because I know that's where I had it before. But this was delicious. And then God started working on me with that and saying, I have lived in guilt over the friendship that I have lost with the person I was ate the bread pudding with when I was a young kid. I have lost that friendship. I don't know whether it was my fault, what I did. I'm not even 100% sure. I just know that that friendship is gone and it's very it reminds me sometimes, and it's really hurtful. And so when we talked about bread pudding, that pain came up. And I was like, oh, I don't like this. Like, I need to rewrite bread pudding. But really what I needed to do is bring that relationship back to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am feeling rejected, feeling hurt, feeling like a failure because I have lost this really important friendship that I had. And I'm not even sure why. I don't know if I did something. I don't know if it was just happenstance that life just took us in different directions, but I've lost this. And I had to go back to him and say, Lord, I need you to rewrite this for me. Not necessarily that I'll get the friendship back, but rewrite what it means in my heart and rewrite how I am bringing it to you, because I am being defined by this in a way I didn't even know I was being defined by the loss of this friendship, that I'm like, well, I don't really want to make new friendships because, you know, I'm not good at them. I mean, that's a true belief that I have, that I'm just not good at friendships. I'm not good at being friendly. I'm not being good at being kind. And that all stems back to this failed friendship. And so the Lord was just like, let me erase that. Let me come in and take the waves and cover it back up and say, let's start this again. You can be good at friendships. You just now need to be a little more careful than maybe you were in your 20s. And you said whatever came to your mind, Jenny. Like, you know, maybe we learn how to be a little more cautious. You know, just, but it was just that memory for me that I'm rewriting. And so I just wanted to come before you today and just say, what in your past are you still holding on to that is time to let go of? And the Lord is like, let me wash it away. And we're going to start a new path together. And we're going to have a blast. And, you know, it's 80 degrees out when we were there. And I hate hot weather. And I'm telling you, the breeze that I just thanked God for every day, that I was like, Lord, your breeze coming into my life and washing away the footprints in the sand, we're just a constant reminder of how much he loves us. And so if you are in a situation right now that you're just not feeling the love of God, I just ask you to take a moment and just ask him for his love. Ask him to show you the love in the next week in different ways. And then keep your eyes open. Don't say, Lord, I want to see your love, and then walk around aimlessly and not look for his love. Look for the things that he does in your life and see what he will do. Look for the joy and the peace that he can bring into your life. And for the rest of us who really just need to let go of some things, We just need to say, you know what? I'm going to let go of that failure. I'm going to let go of that fear. I'm going to let go of that rejection that I've been holding on to for such a long time. And I'm going to give it to God. And I'm going to say, Lord, let's redefine this. Let's rewrite this. If that means bread pudding, even better, guys. I'm telling you. even better. Well, that's all I have for you this week. I know that God wants to step into your current circumstances and show you his love, joy, peace. He wants to step in it with you, and he wants to wash away the past and let it stop defining you. You can find me at Real Life with Jenny on Facebook, Instagram, and Be Real. You can also find me on ChristConnection.cc. All of my info's there. I'm really excited. If you need some prayer with this, please reach out. When you go to Real Life with Jenny on Facebook, my email is there, and you can email me anytime with a prayer request. I would love the privilege to pray with you as you rewrite the steps that you need to rewrite, that you rewrite some of the past and let go of the fears and the rejections and the sorrows and start embracing what God has for you today.